97.9.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love.
Now for the Empowerment Hour here on Praise 107.9, presented by the Jacksonville Urban League and First Thursday Jacksonville. And now, here's your host, Dr. Richard Danforth of the Jacksonville Urban League and Larry Williams of First Thursday Jacksonville.
All right. Hey. Happy Saturday. It's a great day to be alive and well here in Jacksonville, Florida. Thank you all for listening and tuning in. We got a great show planned for you this morning. And, first of all, giving honor to God, who's the head of my life. Dr. Danforth is out of the studio this morning, but he's calling in, and he's going to tell us a little bit about what he's doing on his journey this morning. And then we're going to get into a lot of things that's happening here in Jacksonville, including some things that are going on here in urban Jacksonville. So, Dr. Danforth, happy Saturday and good morning, Duval.
Hey, good morning, Larry. There is some music playing in the background.
That's okay. We can't hear it.
Oh, you can't hear it?
Go ahead, Doc. You're coming in loud and clear.
Okay. Well, listen, good morning to all of my co-hosts. I'm away, obviously, but I'm at a place called Epworth by the Sea, which is over here in St. Simon Island, and I have been here for 2.5 days participating in a silent spiritual retreat. A silent spiritual retreat. There's so much, going on in the world in terms of the media, and we really not very often have a lot of time to reflect upon how great God is.
Yes.
But I tell you, when you cut your phone off and you're not texting and you're not watching TV, you're not listening to the radio, not even Praise 107.9.
Oh, wow.
But
okay.
but just the opportunity to meditate and pray and,
yes,
and exercise and, kind of learn how to really breathe properly. I'm sitting out here, just observing all that God has created, all of the marshes, the river flowing, sort of meandering its way through the marshes, out to the ocean, and you see a porpoise or two swimming upstream, and of course the birds are chirping and the frogs are grunting, and it's just so tranquil, and it gives. I just had an opportunity to really reflect, my family and my friends and the opportunities, that I've had, over the years. And it's been a moving experience for me, and I wanted to share that
with you guys.
And
thank you, Doc.
Thank you guys for all that you do.
Okay. Thank you. No, we appreciate you and what everything that you do, not only on the show here, but with the Urban League and as a family man. You're an envy of most of us the way you handle your life. So congratulations on that, and good for you being out there and taking this time to go out and be one with nature and with God.
it is a something that I would recommend to others. It has been quite rewarding.
Yeah, and we appreciate you calling in this morning because, you know, I know that you told me you've been on the silent deal all for 2.5 days. So, but we, you know, we need to have your voice here on the show, at least the voice. So,
mm-hmm. Yes. So, Jarman, you doing good?
Yes, Dr. Danforth, doing wonderful this morning. Humbled and thankful to be here. Had an opportunity to travel yesterday to Daytona and meet with some people and make some connections and some new collaborative relationships. So, yes, it's good.
Great.
When do you plan on returning?
I'll be back this afternoon.
Okay.
Okay, right, so it's almost over then, huh?
Yeah, it's almost over. So that's why I had an opportunity to do this.
Okay.
So we're winding up, and I'm going to, you know, I'll sign off after this segment, but... it's just good to hear you guys, and of course I need to make a couple of special calls too following this to my wife.
Yeah, I think you better make that one number one after this one.
after this call.
All right, so Lauren and Jarman, hey, happy Saturday, guys. How you guys doing today?
Doing well. Happy Saturday,
happy
Larry.
Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday, Duval.
There we go. Just a couple things that's going on here and some reminders that first Thursday, Jacksonville will be hosting our monthly meeting on October the 5th at 4:30 p.m. at the Jacksonville Urban League. And our special guest is none other than the president of the Jacksonville City Council, Anna Lopez Brochet. And we're really excited about her coming and speaking to us, Doc. You said you've been out of the deal for a couple of days, but I guess the monuments and statues deal has resurfaced, you know, in the news again, and mm-hmm. that's going to be part of one of the topics that we're going to address that first Thursday, next Thursday, and I think that's something that people have, you know, on their mind and they want to get off their mind about what's going on, and also, you know, we're the kneeling has been something that has been a hot topic all over the country over the last...
What is it? The what?
Taking a knee.
Taking a knee?
Oh, kneeling.
Yes, sir. I know that Southern accent kneeling, throws you off.
I know, but I've been kneeling a lot over here.
Well, we as a nation need to kneel more. We need to pray.
But I'm not kneeling to the flag. I'm kneeling to the Lord.
Okay? There you go. There we go. So, but we're looking forward to having the council president there. And we spoke to her Tuesday at the, what was that, John? We were
the city council meeting.
City council meeting.
Oh, so the budget is done?
The budget is done. Yes. It's a done deal. You know, the council members, I'm sure your wife is happy. She got a raise.
Oh, she did. Well, I don't see it.
You definitely need to give her a call to get some updates.
What about the police? Are we
everything went
the 100 police?
Yeah, we got 100 police coming. Some between now and next year. I remember when we had the sheriff on, Doc. He was saying the getting the money was great, but the next thing was trying to recruit the officers once they receive the funding. So he said it's going to be a work in progress in getting those officers done. I hope they take the time to train them properly, though, not just bring them on.
Oh, and, yes.
To include mental health training.
Yes,
well.
Yes. We got to work with the sheriff on that one.
Now, I haven't checked the homicide tracker. I know the last time I checked it, we were up around 95, 96, so we're about to bust 100 if these folk don't act right. So we want to encourage people to resolve their differences, jamming and rather than shooting one another and throwing them out cars. So,
yes.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, Doc, one thing that maybe we can get them to get down on their knees, but both of them instead of one, and really get some praying done because we definitely need it. I understand that there's some folks still here in Jacksonville, Doc. We've been talking about Hurricane Irma's aftermath and the devastation over in Puerto Rico. And, you know, looking at the news and seeing things on social media over the past week, we have some of the same type of devastation over on the north and in the west side of Jacksonville. People's, you know, we're expecting another tropical storm coming through here, and so folks are trying to raise some money to get some tarps and so forth over there to put on the houses where the roofs are damaged, and you know, trying to prepare for this upcoming rain that we're going to have. So it's going to be quite interesting to see how we go along, you know, over this this weekend, and hopefully we can. I know First Thursday is going to make a donation of trying to help get some tarps or whatever they need over there. One of the churches is over there still cooking for the folks over there who still don't have, you know, the necessary power and things to prepare food. So they're going to do something over there today. But Doc, we're going to take a break from this segment and listen to some music and soothe everything out. I'm really happy that you phoned in, and you know, we look forward to seeing you back in the studio next Saturday. This is Praise 107.9, the Empowerment Hour, with Dr. Danford on sabbatical, and Jarman Leitner and Lauren Anthony here in the studio along with Steve. So we'll be back after these messages.
Be blessed.
Hey, it's your girl, Darlene McCoy. Be sure to join me tonight on The Nightly Spirit.
We always have celebrity interviews.
You can chime into the chat room.
Get inspired inside the selfie session.
It's The Nightly Spirit, weeknight,
right here.
Darlene, it's your girl, Darlene, 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 Darlene McCoy.
Family, I want to thank you for listening to The Nightly Spirit. This is your girl, Darlene McCoy, on Praise 107.9.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create in me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
Change me.
Whatever's not like you, Lord, I want you to.
Change me.
Uh-huh. from the inside out.
Yes, he's. Has he done it for you? Because he sure has done it for me. You know, change me, Lord. You know, I just don't know what to say. I'm just so thankful to be here again, you know, in the studio, Jarman and Lauren and Doc is on sabbatical today. He called in, and always good to hear him and hear his voice. You know, before I move on, I want to do a shout out. I don't usually do shout outs, but I'm going to do a shout out today to my. Brother-in-law up in Augusta, Georgia, Derek Green. This is his birthday, and I think he'll be 21 plus. But we won't. All right, Derek, happy birthday, my friend, and we'll see you later on today. We're going to go up and celebrate his birthday with him, and I'm looking forward to doing that. Again, reminder that first Thursday, Jacksonville is holding its monthly meeting on October the 5th at 4:30 p.m. at the Jacksonville Urban League, and our guest speaker is going to be the president of the Jacksonville City Council, Anna Lopez Brochet, and also we're going to have a short presentation by my cohorts here, Lauren Anthony and Jarman Leitner. And what are you guys going to talk about?
Well, we're going to talk about some of the awareness that's taking place in October. The month of October has several awarenesses, and one is breast cancer awareness. So next month is breast cancer awareness month. So we want to highlight some information about that, as well as depression education awareness. And we're going to talk about those topics. And oftentimes when women receive a diagnosis of breast cancer, depression can set in. So they are definitely linked. So we're going to give some information about that. So come out and hear what we have to say, and just network and meet some new people. and we're going to have some fun.
Yeah, and you know, part of the whole deal with First Thursday, if you haven't been, you're missing a great treat because you meet people just like yourself, you know, people who are out, they're professionals, they're business owners, and then they're just community people that want to make a difference and try to make a difference in our beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. So come out 4:30 p.m. at the Jacksonville Urban League. And Jarman, we're still in Lauren, we're still in September. This is the last day of September. What happened to this month?
Oh gosh, it went by very fast since we had the hurricane. You know, everybody was kind of out for at least a week of no work, no school, and it flew by. So we are in the end of September, and we still have a couple of awarenesses going on.
Yeah, and I want to hear about one because you put that one out there this morning. This September is Sexual Health Awareness Month.
Yes, yes.
Not like that, Steve. Hold it, Steve. Not like that. We ain't going there, okay? All right, let's clean it up. So tell us a little bit about what the deal is.
Yes, a couple of other awarenesses this month, National Sexual Health Awareness and National Preparedness Awareness. But Sexual Health Awareness, the American Sexual Health Association promotes this in the month of September, and they believe that sexual health is important. It's an important part of our physical and emotional health. So mm-hmm. you have to have access to sexual health information, your healthcare provider, and they promote efforts to prevent unintended pregnancies and sexual transmitted diseases. So
that's a good thing.
All mm-hmm. about the education and awareness that they're bringing is to promote prevention of, like I said, sexually transmitted diseases and unintended pregnancies. So they also advocate for communicating about sexual health and that you should be able to talk with your spouse or your significant other about the way you feel about it. It's not a topic to be ashamed of. It is a part of our emotional and physical well-being.
Absolutely. And I see how whenever we say sex, everybody's face start to turn and twist and things, and they're like, oh, sex.
But it's going on everywhere, so yeah, why do we do that?
I don't know, Jarman. You know, I'm comfortable with sex. I mean, you know, talking about sex.
Of course, you're a man. I understand.
What do you think about it, Lauren?
Well, I mean, it is a very important topic, and it's a need that all humans need. It goes down to Maslow's hierarchy of needs. It yes. fits into that hierarchy need that every person needs in order to live a satisfying, healthy, and fulfilling life.
Yeah, there you go. That kind of sums it up. And what else is going on? This is the end of the month. So, Lauren?
So, we have National Preparedness Month, and I know a lot of us did a good job preparing for Hurricane yes. Irma. A lot of us are still recuperating, especially those at Ken Knight dealing with the roof issue. But taking a minute just to kind of reflect about our Hurricane Irma experience, it was disastrous for us. And we want to make sure we revisit our plan and make sure that we have a plan going forward. Hurricane season started on June 1st, and we still have until November 30th. So take a look at the Red Cross website, FEMA's website, just to get a good idea. And, again, reflect on your experience. I know that I was talking to you guys. I probably would grab a lot more non-perishable items mm-hmm. just because I didn't expect to be out of power for 4 days.
Right.
And it's a big inconvenience to not have access to electricity.
Exactly.
And some people went past 4 days without power. Yeah. Yeah. So make sure you guys have a good plan because we have to ride this thing out until November 30th, and hopefully we stay prepared.
Yep. And something that I would have done differently, even though we left, I would have taken more of those important documents mm-hmm. that I forgot. Social Security cards, birth certificates. I mean, even though you can, you know, replace them, it's still nice to have because you don't know how much time it's going to take for you to get some of that.
Absolutely, Jarman. I suggest that everyone keep their documents, especially those important documents, in a safe place that, you know, together so that when in the event of a storm or another, any type of disruption in our lives, that you can grab that packet and just place it with your valuables that you're taking with you and not have to run around trying to find them. And you know, it's always difficult when you're in a rush trying to remember yes. everything that you need to have.
Yes.
So get those documents that you have, those important documents, and place them in one place, hopefully in something that is fireproof or something that you can do. And if thinking back, you know, the one thing, we didn't lose power, but and we had water. but it was Jacksonville water, faucet water, and you know, I guess I'm kind of spoiled, you know, from coming from Seattle. We had some of the best water in the world up there, but here the water's kind of rough. So stock up on that bottled water also, and those perishable things, as Lauren pointed out. We got until November 30th to experience storms and hurricanes, and we don't know when they're going to come and how vicious they're going to be. We're going to take a pause here, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Ken Knight situation and try and see if we can get some help over there for the people that are in need. This is Praise 107.9 FM. This is the Empowerment Hour with Dr. Richard Danford, Lauren Anthony, and Jarman Leitner.
All about family. Your family.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
Zaccardi, tell your story.
So many wonder how I survived. I can't say it was easy, but I'm still alive. God never left me. He stayed by my side. And I am so grateful he kept me. Oh, yeah.
God held me together. Made sure that I didn't lose my mind.
No, not this time.
Not this time.
Through all my struggle and
disappointments too, you were there.
You were right there.
Listen,
I can't even tell you all I've been through. The times I was down and didn't know what to do. I almost But the Lord came and he rescued me. Rescued me. Oh, oh, God help me together.
Oh, yeah.
At the lowest point in my life,
he made sure
I didn't lose
my mind.
No.
Through all of my struggle.
By your grace, I'm still here. You held me together. God, you pulled me through. I'm so glad your grace. That's why I'm still
here.
I almost destroyed my whole life. But your
grace
wouldn't let me go.
I am still here.
Oh,
he held me together.
Pulled me out of my own.
God pulled me through.
Oh,
and
you amazing grace.
I am still here.
You
held me together.
When I didn't know
God pulled me through.
How I was gonna make it.
I
even lost some friends, but through it all.
Yes, 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 yes. Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you. So good to be in the studio again. And, oh, man, I get chills when I think about how good God is.
Yes,
and how good he's been to me and my family and all of us. All of us should be thankful for God and all that he's doing in our lives. And we have a caller on the line and really want to talk about, you know, again, we've been talking about the things that are going on around the country and with the Hurricane Irma's aftermath. But we have one of my good friends on the phone, Denise Hunt. Happy Saturday, Denise.
Happy Saturday, Larry.
How you doing?
Well, I'm blessed, but I'm also a little stressed this morning about the folks in Kenknight Drive.
Okay, tell us what's going on, Denise.
Well, you know, after Hurricane Irma, they suffered a lot of flooding along the Rehoboth River there, and there was a lot of devastation. And so one of the things that we're concerned about today is the rain that is expected all weekend.
Right.
And, of course, some of the roofs were damaged out there, and I'm trying to organize to get tarps and sandbags and ladders and things of that nature out there. And we have a lot of families with children that were already impacted by sheetrock that was moldy, and, you know, so we don't need the continued exposure to the weather,
right?
The wetness,
exactly, exactly. So, Denise, I know you've been over there helping, you know, for the past few weeks and so forth. What can our listeners do, you know, to help the folks over there in that area?
Well, of course, they continue to need food and immediate supplies, toilet tissue, bedding, sheets, blankets.
Wow,
towels, you know, pots, pans, those types of things.
Wow.
But they can also, and of course, cash always helps.
Yes, yes.
But right now, I'm looking for anybody that's got some ladders, any kind of tarps, or some manpower just to come put the tarps on the house.
So we need some volunteers.
Yeah, I'm a nurse. And I can do a lot of things, but I can't climb up on a roof, and I don't think I can do that. But
well, Denise,
I do my best this morning.
Okay, Denise, we're gonna put the word out to all of our listeners, and if you're in the Jacksonville area and you know about Kenknight and where that area is, you know that you know they need some help over there, and you're hearing from Denise now that you know we have a storm, a tropical storm approaching, and I think it's called a nor'easter, and so we want to make sure that we can help the people get there. At least, if nothing else, let's keep them dry. You know that's a good start, right?
Well, I'm also trying to get the shelter. Get in contact with Reggie Brown, who's District 10 city council person. I put in a call to him this morning. I hadn't gotten a call back yet, but probably getting the center open at the Legends.
Oh, yeah. Shelter. Yeah, that's a good idea.
And any churches that would like to volunteer to provide some maybe possible shelter relief would be, you know, helpful.
Okay. And so, Denise, how can people, who can they contact about helping?
Well, they can always contact me.
Okay.
And I'll go, and they can contact me through you.
Okay.
So you can, you know, call the station or call you.
Okay.
And forward any concerns to me.
Okay.
And I'm appreciative of any help anybody can give, whether it's just coming out, bringing some charcoal this morning, or, you know, a sandbag.
So you need charcoal? Are you guys cooking outside?
A lot of people don't have appliances, don't have stoves, because the water was about 6 feet high out there. So a lot of stoves and refrigerators were destroyed. When I say these people lost just about everything, I do mean everything.
Wow. Okay. We'll do this. You can, anyone that's interested in helping, they can call First Thursday, Jacksonville. The number is 904-374-9313. And I'll forward your information over to Denise Hunt, who's on the ground over there and helping the folks at on Kenknight Drive try to get prepared for the upcoming inclement weather. Denise, thank you so much for calling in, and we're going to keep talking about this and trying to help and do whatever we can to make sure that the folks over on Ken Knight Drive are not in having to suffer more than necessary. I know that they're going through some things, and you know, we that have and can support, we should.
Well, I thank God for you, Larry, and First Thursday Jacksonville, and also this great radio show. And I'm just immensely grateful for the advocacy and everything you do for Jacksonville.
Well, thank you, Denise, and we'll be in touch. We'll be praying and for you guys, and pray for us.
Yes, prayer changes things.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, amen. Thanks. Have a good Saturday.
All right. Bye-bye.
We have a...
And along with the aftermath of Hurricane Irma, the targeted date for the first round of the storm cleanup is November 9th. So that's just the first round.
Wait a minute. Hold. You told me the first round was somebody. I read this. I know. It was in the paper. I know, so the paper don't lie, right? So the paper, it said September 25th.
Well, the paper I have today says November 9th, so okay. Someone changed the date.
So that means that everyone piled up their stuff out there for September 25th pickup, and now it's November what?
9th. It's November 9th.
So probably by the time they pick it up, it'll be Christmas.
Well, if it's more debris, maybe. I don't know. But it said this is the first round, so they have another round that's coming up. They're okay. Going to finish first round of storm cleanup. So we're hoping that they get out to your neighborhoods and communities. We just have to be patient. We know that it feels like a long wait, but there's a lot out there that needs to be cleaned up. So okay. They are working diligently to get the neighborhoods and the streets cleaned.
And that's, you know, picking up of the trash and things, that's a different thing that's going on. But, you know, we're talking about the folks over at Ken Knight Drive who don't have food, don't have appliances. They have an opportunity. I mean, another rainstorm is coming, and their roofs are in disrepair. We need to, you know, buckle down, folks. This is Jacksonville. You know, we love our neighbors and things, so let's help out, okay?
Yes, and they probably still have debris as well.
Yes, so if they don't have any power
or roof.
Right. So we have a call on the line, and if we can get Steve's attention here.
We're trying to work the caller out. Well, while we're waiting on the caller, we're going to talk about some of the upcoming events that are going on this weekend. This Saturday, there is a Jacksonville Home and Patio Show. Don't know if anybody would be interested in attending that, but
some folks from the Home and Patio Show can take some tarps over there to Ken Knight Drive.
Okay, and we also know that the Oktoberfest Jacksonville is taking place today at 11 o'clock a.m. over at the Anheuser-Busch Brewery. Can't talk this morning. Brewery. Speaking of breweries or beer, what did we see yesterday in Daytona? We saw a man on the corner with a sign. Okay, we see people on the corner with signs all the time asking for food or money for help. But his sign said, "Why lie? I need weed and beer."
Well, at least he was honest.
And we were just like, okay.
Guess he had a long week, huh?
Well, he was just very forthcoming about what he wanted.
I think he had a good night, though.
Hey,
we have a call on the air. Happy Saturday. No? Okay. We're going to keep on talking about what's going on, but we're not going to talk about the weed and the beer anymore. But that was just a sight. You know, I've seen people on the sides of the road, and as Jarman said, you know, you see all type of things. I need food for my babies and stuff. But when the guy said, "I can't lie, I just need some beer. I mean, some weed and beer."
He was very honest about it. It's also a Hispanic Heritage Month, and there's a celebration taking place today at the South Mandarin Branch Library. Okay, so Hispanic Heritage Month celebration is taking place this month as well.
Okay, so hey, I think we finally got a caller back on the air. So good morning, caller. Happy Saturday.
Okay. Okay, the caller didn't come through. We're going to
go to a
break.
We're having some problems here, so we'll get it all fixed up. But you know what? That doesn't stop the show. We're going to keep on going and doing what we do. Let's take a break here on Praise 107.9 FM, the Empowerment Hour. This is Larry Williams with Lauren Anthony and Jarman Lightner. Dr. Danford is on sabbatical. Happy Saturday.
Here's what's happening in our area. Real Sense Prosperity Place, in partnership with Junior Achievement of North Florida, invites you to a family-friendly educational workshop. Improve your money management skills as a family. Reservations are required. Dinner will be served. Live to Lead is a leadership development experience designed to breathe new life into your leadership skills. Learn more about these and other activities and post your organization's upcoming event at the events page at praise1079.com.
The ultimate gospel experience, the new Praise 107.9.
Sometimes the hardest person for you to forgive is the one you see in the mirror every day. It's time for you to get free. Sing fire.
I decided to stop replaying. And I decided to tell
everything in
my past goodbye. I cannot change what I did,
no.
But it didn't change what you gave when you took my place. No more guilt but grace.
Time to let it go.
Held on way too long, watching reruns of my wrong take the shame away.
No more
reliving mistakes you washed away.
So I want you to do what God has already done for you and say,
I forgive me.
It may have taken a while to get to this point, but
I forgive me.
If God has forgiven you, why can't you do the same?
I forgive me.
It's time to stop looking back so God's purpose can move you forward.
I forgive me.
You may be saying, James, but you don't know my past. I was wrong.
Yeah, I know it.
Carry this weight
for too long.
I want you to get free right now and say,
I forgive me.
You've been hard on yourself long enough.
I forgive me.
You've always felt like you weren't good enough, but that's over.
I forgive me.
You've made mistakes, but those mistakes don't get to make you.
I forgive me.
God knew what you'd do, and he still chose you.
Yeah, I know it was wrong. Carry this weight for too long.
But you've been carrying this weight for far too long.
I forgive me.
Now letting go can be the most difficult part of this process. To have a memory of your past, but not allow those memories to produce the same pain in your future. But today, it's time for you to get your life back. Instead of staying down, feeling sorry for yourself, I want you to pick yourself back up and let it go.
I'm letting it go.
The pain of yesterday.
I'm letting it go.
You've already taken too much from me.
You won't steal my future anymore.
The memory of every mistake.
I'm letting it go.
It's time to receive God's grace.
I'm letting it go.
You can't change his mind about you anyway.
You won't steal my future anymore.
You could have been a better mother.
I'm letting it go.
And maybe you should have been a better father. Pick up the phone and call that child. It's not too late.
You won't steal my future anymore.
It's time to let go of the shame.
I'm letting you go.
The stuff they put on your name. The debt was canceled when Jesus came.
You won't steal my future anymore.
Hallelujah. The cycle's been broken and now.
You won't steal my future anymore.
God's restoring the years. Get it right the first time.
I forgive me.
But God has already forgiven you.
I forgive me.
Now it's time for you to forgive yourself.
I forgive me.
Don't let who you were interfere with who God's allowing you to become.
All right. Hey, welcome back to the Empowerment Hour. This is Larry Williams with Jarman Leitner and Lauren Anthony. And we're back here on another beautiful Saturday morning. And lots going on, folks. Lots going on. This is the final segment of the show. This is one of the worst parts of the show to me, because I'm going to have to miss my friends here in the studio. And we're going to have to say so long until the next Saturday. But, you know, this is the Empowerment Hour's Entrepreneur Corner. So if you have a business, you want to shout out what's going on with your business quickly, and talk about, you know, let folks know that you're in business and what type of business you have. We're always trying to support our small businesses, and especially in the inner city and urban areas. So if you know, if you got a car wash, you got a hamburger stand or a taco stand, you know, call in and shout your business out and let folks know where you are. One of the most difficult things we have as business owners, and you know, I've been in business for years, but you know, getting the word out about what we're doing and what type of products and services we have. This is a great opportunity for you. It doesn't cost you anything right now to shout out your business. So 296-2251 is the number that you want to call in to and talk about your business. Lauren, what's up?
Hey, and I just wanted to let you guys know at Harvest Art Interventions, we are still hiring parents, teachers, caregivers. We have services that we know that would be beneficial to you guys. We offer infant mental health, developmental services, as well as behavior analysis service and early education tutoring. So if you are in need of those services, parents, caregivers, please visit our website at harvestinterventions.com, and you can schedule an appointment to meet with a licensed professional and discuss your development of your child.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
All right. We have a caller on the line.
Good morning, caller. Happy Saturday.
Good morning. Happy Saturday.
Hey, how you doing? Happy Saturday. What's going on?
I am very well. Thank you. First of all, thank you for this opportunity to call in and to shout out my business. God bless you all.
Yes,
well, thank
my
you.
Husband and I are the proud owners of Two Saints Restaurant and Grill.
Okay.
We're retired veterans serving our country, but we are now serving our community at 8968 103rd Street, serving up delicious treats and dinners. Our specialty is chicken and waffle. Two Saints Restaurant and Grill, representing on this morning on 107.9.
Hey,
thank you for the opportunity.
Hey, do you have any peach cobbler?
No, okay. We don't have any peach cobbler, but okay. We have a delicious New York cheesecake,
okay.
Double chocolate cake. We have pecan pie. You can make an Alamo.
Okay.
Avalanche.
I'm still looking for peach cobbler, but okay, we'll.
So pull us up on Facebook,
okay.
At PWO Saint Jacksonville.
Okay,
that's PWO Saint Jacksonville on Jacksonville's west side.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, and we best of luck with your business.
Thank you so much, and God bless you all.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
What do we got going? We okay, Steve? And this is still the Empowerment Hour, Entrepreneur Corner, and if you want to call in like the Two Saints did and shout out your business, I'm trying to find some peach cobbler somewhere here today. So
if you have a business that's offering some peach cobbler, please call in so that Larry can come by.
Yeah, I know all these soul food restaurants around here got to have some peach cobbler somewhere. But, you know, I'm particular. I don't want just any peach cobbler. I want good peach cobbler.
like our businesses, we're looking for good quality people to work at our business.
Absolutely, absolutely. And don't forget about First Thursday, you guys. We're meeting next Thursday,
October the 5th,
4:30 p.m. at the Jacksonville Urban League, and along with Jarman and Lauren doing a short presentation on health. We're going to talk also about we're going to hear from the president of the Jacksonville City Council, Anna Lopez Broche, and you know, we were talking earlier. You know, there was some information, some more news, and the daily paper here about the monuments and statues, and I guess on Tuesday, we had an opportunity to attend the city council meeting, and there was a lot going on as far as I'm being distracted here in the studio, but I guess we're okay. All right, so I don't want this thing to blow up, and you know, but we're all good. Okay, so anyways, at the city council meeting, she indicated that she had received the survey of the monuments and statues that she had requested, and now she's taking it under advisement and deciding what's the next step for the statues and monuments, and whether we're going to leave them in place or build new ones or store those ones that are in existence now. So come in here and ask questions about what's going on in our city from the president of the city council, Anna Lopez Brochet. And, you know, that we need to get involved, you know, politics and running our city is a process and it's a system, and we need to be we need to learn the process and the system. It's everything, you know, we do has a process. And if you want to have things, you want your trash picked up, you want to have your homes prepared before flooding, you need to get your off the septic tanks and then connected with the city sewer and water. You know, these are the type of opportunities that you have to come and speak with the person that can really make a difference in those areas. And you know, we spoke with Denise Hunt earlier about the aftermath of Hurricane Irma over on the north side on Ken Knight Drive. And so, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, if we were prepared and been at some of these city council meetings and advocating with our city council people, that perhaps that might not have been as devastating as it is. So, you know, silence creates is indicative that you are in cahoots of what's going on and you're comfortable with it. We don't want to be comfortable with our city council members and the mayor. We want to make them help them help us become a better city. Guys, what's going on?
I just want to remind the listeners that they can also call in for any events that are going on. If there's still some organizations that are offering help to the hurricane victims, or any other events that we didn't mention or that we didn't see on the Jacksonville.com website, you can also call in with that. It is still the Entrepreneur Corner. This is an opportunity for you to let the community know about your business, whether it's products or services, or if you're hiring for people for your business. So it's a great opportunity, and I'm hoping that others will take advantage of it.
Yeah, just like Two Saints did. I mean, you know, call out and shout in. You know, we always talk about, you know, we need advertising, we need this and that, need publicity for our businesses. Mm-hmm. Lauren, I can't understand why folks don't take advantage of this. Maybe it's because it's free, they don't want it, huh?
Could be that it's free, but hey, it's the opportunity is here, so let's take advantage of it to get your names out there, get your businesses out there, so that the community is aware of the resources that are readily available to them.
Absolutely. And remember also, if you want to make a contribution or donation and or support and volunteer to help the folks over on Ken Knight Drive, we have a nor'easter coming in here this weekend, and you know, it's bringing lots of rain, and some of the roofs are still torn up over there on these folks' homes. And as Denise pointed out, you know, people's don't have stoves and refrigeration, so they're out there cooking today on grills and things and trying to help make it a little more comfortable as this new storm comes in. And you know, let's pray for the folks over there, but let's get up off our knees and after we prayed and go over and volunteer. You know, if you can always do some things. Jarman is writing a note. I'm going to ask her to talk about what she's talking about.
Okay, yes, Larry. I just wanted to mention the entrepreneurship program at the Jacksonville Urban
League
that you are a part of. An awesome mentor. Larry Williams is a wonderful business advisor, and there are other fabulous coaches over at the Jacksonville Urban League entrepreneurship program. And I'm sure that some of those participants have asked about marketing. They come to you about advertising and
yes, they do.
Getting their business out, and that's one of the main things that they are concerned about, and we are providing that opportunity for them every Saturday
every
at 8 a.m. on Praise 107.9, the Empowerment Hour. So take advantage of it. You know, we have coaches here. We have a program available through the Jacksonville Urban League, as well as the Empowerment Hour on Saturdays for you to call in. So if you are a business owner or, you know, what you have an idea that you have, you want to start a business, then you can contact the Jacksonville Urban League and they can give you some guidance on that.
Absolutely.